On the KSRO live line with us is Supervisor Shirley Zane. Good morning, Supervisor Zane.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to talk to you. And, of course, I have to start with the big party on Friday, the big official kickoff of SMART.
Yeah.
And, of course, you're on the board of SMART directors, too. So it must have been quite the scene.
Well, it really was. I mean, the front page picture was almost hysterical looking at that lineup of electeds from Congress on down.
Yeah, we kind of thought that the speeches would still be going on this morning, but
well,
no.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It's way too many speeches as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it was hot. We had no shade up there either, so we were all burning up. But, you know, it's so exciting, Pat. Honestly, this train's going to change the North County in some very wonderful ways. And, yeah, we're going to have some starts and stops. But I'll tell you something. When I got on that board 8 years ago, we didn't have a train. We hadn't been building the tracks. And we were facing a recall effort, and which almost, you know, could have come close to passing had the people who organized it there in Nevada been a little bit better organized.
Right.
And everybody was saying it's a train to nowhere. Well, I now we're saying, you know, well, hey, we told you so. We do have a train, and it is going somewhere, and it is going to change the way that we live here and hopefully get a lot of people off that congested freeway.
Supervisor, you've been firing up the tweet machine. You're super fired up about AB 1250 going through our legislature. Can you please explain to me why you're so against this bill? Because it's kind of confusing.
Yeah, I'm really outraged, and I hope all your listeners pay attention and call their representatives and call the governor's office too, because if it gets to him, we've got to ask for a veto. This is basically a money grab from the unions to build their coffers. And I've been a union supported candidate, but I'm really disgusted by this bill, because what it does is basically allows the state to play big brother and tell us who we can and can't contract with, and puts all kinds of prohibitions on us, so that it would basically essentially ruin so many of our nonprofits. And we contract with nonprofits for millions of dollars. So we're talking Meals on Wheels and dental screenings and health care clinics and homeless services and rehab. And they want to basically tell us that we can't do that because we have to create more SEIU employees. And I think that's pretty awful, because it would substantially decrease our services to the community, and especially in health and human services. And that's why every single nonprofit organization, and as well as every single county, is against this. And sadly, it's kind of the West Coast version of what the Republicans were trying to do in terms of the Affordable Health Care Act by eliminating 30 million people's health care. This is our West Coast version, but this time it's Democrats in Sacramento who want to make SEIU happy because they give them big donations and create some horrible legislation. It's close right now. I believe that most of the people who represent us here in Sonoma County have seen the light, but we still have some work to do. So this is the week to call, because it's gotten way too far.
Yeah, I think some of the some folks in California would be surprised that so many Democrats are behind this.
And it will. As somebody who led nonprofits for 14 years and contracted with the county, I can tell you very clearly, if this goes through, you're going to see probably 400 to 500 people cut off Meals on Wheels. You're going to see our mental health services decline significantly in the community. So instead of having $51 million of contracts with these really wonderful nonprofits that are really providing essential services to the families and to the individuals, we're going to have to bring all that back in-house, do it in a cost-ineffective way, and make sure that every single person is an SEIU employee. I mean, that's really what they're pushing for.
Right.
They're trying to build their membership. And it's really no surprise that Democrats are for this, because they're the ones that get the big bucks from SEIU. But I say shame on them. And honestly, so telling the counties how to do our contracting, that's shameful, too, because that's Big Brother. And they don't have a right to tell us what to do in terms of how we do our contracting.
Well, on another note, Shirley, you know, when the cannabis business permits became available, we all thought that there was going to be a big crush of applicants. There wasn't. And now those same businesses are looking for more time to apply for the permits?
Yes, they have requested an extension officially. And I'm not on the ad hoc, so I have to be careful what I say here. I don't want to violate the Brown Act. But I can tell you they're going to work up some recommendations and come back to the full board. And for my part, I believe that the goal here is compliance. So whatever we can do to help them comply is a good thing. And I understand the cultivators have had free rein, and now they're having to adapt to regulations, and it's not easy. They're going into a whole different world right now. We are as a state, and maybe as a country too. But, you know, if the goal is health, safety, and quality of life for our residents and businesses, then we want to help them comply. So they're having some problems going through some of the application process, and it can be a really onerous and intimidating process.
Well, you know, change is difficult for all of us, let's face it. It really is.
As you know, people don't always react really positively to change.
This is very true.
Yeah, so we want to help them comply, and I think that's going to be the intent at the end of the day.
Also, a heads up for you, coming up next month, KSRO will celebrate its 80th anniversary on the air in Sonoma County. For a long time, we were the only game in town, and would love to have you back on the air with us during that celebration.
I would love to. I was personal friends with Mr. Grady, and he was a huge supporter of the Council on Aging and our Meals on Wheels program for many years, and I've been doing interviews with you guys forever, and I would love to be a part of that.
Well, consider it done. And thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. A lot going on.
Thanks so much, Pat. Have a great morning.
That is Supervisor Shirley Zane talking about a number of topics, as it is a busy county for us during this end of summertime.